Welcome to Leader Course Podcast, episode 9. This week we're talking about begin with the end in mind, because this last week as we're talking about working with purpose. On the blog, I mentioned something about beginning with the end in mind. And so this week we're actually going to take the entire week and just talk about how to do that, because I think that's critical. And for me, like, this idea really, really crystallized for me, even back in my undergrad. One of the books we had to read was about this sort of topic, and I'll remember the name of the book, I'm sure, somewhere. It was by Oz Guinness, and it was Red. That's what I can tell you now. But anyway, his point was that a lot of time is spent in leadership development talking about how to begin well. Okay. Right, you just got this promotion. How do you show up your first day and just nail it? Right, you're a new mom. You want to be amazing, yeah. Or whatever it is. We put a lot of emphasis on starting well, and the whole point of his book was we don't put near as much emphasis on ending well, and that what you tend to see when leaders fail is typically actually not very much in the beginning, because they're so excited and they're so attentive. It's when they get to the end. So that was kind of like my introduction to this idea for me. And then just as my own coaching practice has grown and evolved, and looking at, I mean, much of my doctoral school was built around leadership crises, leadership health, leadership burnout, those sorts of topics. Yeah. And that's really what I began to notice. Like, you're this quick rising star, mm-hmm. and you're on this rise, and your you know, trajectory is the moon. Okay. And then all of a sudden, you're at the office late night and looking at something you shouldn't be looking at, or instead of, oh, I'll take the deposit to the bank in the morning and who will notice if $20 is missing? You're like, whatever it is, right? We're on this trajectory, and then all of a sudden we that trajectory slows, and then we plateau, and then that crash comes.
So,
and that happens more towards, typically,
okay,
much more towards the end, right? Because we're so focused on, I want to start well, that we always start well. Very few people start poorly.
Right.
But we don't end well. And so I actually want to, like, that's what is behind this topic for us, is this ability to, you've probably already started in some way your leadership journey, whether you're a parent or an employee or an executive or whatever, and you probably paid a lot of attention to how to start well, but we also want to talk about how to finish well. And so this whole idea of beginning with the end in mind is really how to finish well. Where is it that you want to end up? And even, you know, as we were talking about it here before we came on the air, you're 80 and you're sitting in a rocking chair and you want to reflect back on your life. How do you know that you've hit those targets that you had for your life? Well, in order for you to be able to answer that question, you've got to know where you want to end up. So that's really what we're going to spend our time talking about this week.
You know what immediately comes to my mind? Like, the first thing that came to my mind is slipping along the way.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, and some of us can have little slips and big, there's little slips and there's big slips. Whether it's a little one or a big one, whether it's a question of morality or complacency.
Right.
They all set us off to not where we want to go to.
Yes.
You might think like it was just a little slip, but it's definitely not going to get you there. And if it's a little slip, like, it's just going to take you a lot longer to get there, right?
Right.
But what do we do? How do we recover? You know, if you still have the end in mind and you're disappointing yourself, let's say there was a moral failure.
Right.
Like you said, like, I just, you know, listening to the radio last night, these people embezzled, you know, millions of dollars, right, offshore, or Lori Loughlin, you know.
Yes.
That's a big slip. You know, or what about, you know, a moral, like the moral one, or,
right,
you know, you had an affair, or, you know, what else? What else is there? Lots of it. You lied to someone at work.
Yes. We're live on Instagram now too, by the way.
Those are all kind of like the kind of slips that can, you're talking about the end in mind.
Yes.
So you slipped.
Yes.
Can you still have the same end?
Yes, absolutely. So here's one of the most beautiful ways that I have heard it, and so beautiful, I wish I had come up with it.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. But I originally came across this idea by listening to Ed Mylott's podcast, And he says, he goes, I'm a firm believer that when I get to heaven, God is actually going to show me the ultimate version of what he wanted for my life.
And we'll sit and, there and we will,
and
we will,
everything, we, right. And he said, and everything that he had planned for me, everything that he wanted me to do and accomplish and be in this world. Ed says, I'm a firm believer, I'm going to get to see that. Yeah. So you go, so if I know what that is, then my goal in life is to get as close to that person as possible. He goes, my biggest fear is that I will get to that moment and not recognize that person.
Yeah.
So that's why I think this topic is so important, because you have to, I mean, in some sense, you have to know what you think God's plan and vision is for your life, right? You have to know what that ultimate destination is, mm-hmm. because then your job is to get as close to that person as possible. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we like, it's easy to kind of pick on the quote unquote, like big sins, the big failures.
Right.
You know, I like, okay, so we enrolled our kids in summer school, and the people in charge of the summer school program embezzled, what, tens of millions of dollars from the state fund.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's pretty easy to pick on them, right?
Right.
You just embezzled $8 million from child's education, you're a terrible human being, right? Like, that's easy for me to pick on. Right. But I also want to be aware of all of the small ways in which I don't live up to that ultimate version of myself, mm-hmm. as well.
Right.
I want to be a person who is patient and loving and kind. So every time that I am not those things, I actually get further away from that.
Right.
When my kid asks me, can I have 5 minutes of your time to read a story? No, Daddy's got to work.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What's the ultimate version of myself? Is it a person that's so grumpy because he's got to work late at night that he's willing to get upset with his kids for asking to read a bedtime story?
Yeah.
Probably not. So while it's easy for me to pick on the person that has invested $10 million and say, you know, thank God I'm not like those terrible people, mm-hmm. that's not my job in life. My job is to be the ultimate version of what God has asked of me, and I need to be aware of that even in the small ways.
So what you're saying is sin is sin, and it still keeps you away from your goals.
Yes. Big and small.
Big and small.
Yes.
That's both,
absolutely.
Like, very even, equal, like, there's a lot of equality in that.
Yes.
You want to talk about, you know, like, that's kind of like the God karma.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. No, that's wrong. That's bad theology. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. That's me mouthing off.
So as we do this, if you're watching either on, I'll point to this camera, Instagram, or this camera, Facebook, you got questions, you got thoughts, please be sure to leave a comment below. If you're watching this later on the YouTube channel when we post the recording of this, be sure to leave a comment about something that has stood out to you, because we want to make sure that we're getting this audience participation and feedback. I really kind of build these monthly calendars, either based on some of the stuff that my clients are going through, some of the stuff that we're going through, and feedback from all of y'all in the Next Steps community, the things that you guys are going through and want to hear feedback on. So if you've got some thoughts, be sure to leave those in the appropriate comment sections. This is how my dad types.
Whether it be here, let's look here. Whether it be here or here.
Or here, or here.
Like, okay. It only makes sense because we see it in front of us.
Yes. People listening to the podcast, audio-only version, be like, what? This dude is legit crazy.
I forget that that's the option.
Okay. So anyway, be sure to leave that comment when it happens. So this idea of beginning with the end in mind really gets to the heart of the issue, because it's not just the big things, right? I can't just say, oh, well, thank goodness I didn't do something horrible and nasty and earth-shatteringly dangerous today. There are small ways in which I need to also take inventory and say, oh, I cut somebody off in traffic on purpose because they weren't going fast enough. You know, like,
right.
All of those things matter.
Well, you have to acknowledge that your heart, the way that you treat people, makes a difference in not only other people's lives, but it makes a difference in yours, because you're like saving,
right.
You're saving up emotions in yourself. It's like a bank.
Yes.
That anger that you are lashing out on, you're keeping it to yourself.
Yes.
How many times do you get home, you're like, I was a real butthead to that person in the road, but I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to keep going through my day.
And that's ultimately the deal. And ultimately, I think the implication is whether other people know about it or not. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, because that's the person of honesty and integrity that is trying to finish well. So, I was well aware last week, I told a couple of stories in which I looked like a pretty good guy. I'm not. So I'll tell you a story about why I'm not. Interaction yesterday. So you know what's recent. I was at the gym working out. And there was a gentleman whose general personality and style of interacting in public I'm not a fan with. I'll leave it at that. But I saw him get out of his vehicle as he was walking into the gym.
Okay.
And I thought, if I had to stereotype his ridiculous personality based on the type of car he'd drive, he'd actually drive that exact car. Right? Like,
you judged him.
I did, 100%. And until I shared it with everybody, nobody knew that I actually judged this guy. But that's not necessarily the point, right? If I want to begin with the end in mind, if I want to be a person of integrity, if I want to be a person that is loving and kind and gracious and generous, like we just talked about, I need to not, like, I need to be able to control those thoughts. Because then I was like, of course he drives that car, and I bet he's like this, and he's like this, and I bet he does that. Like, you know, because then the cycle just keeps going.
Right, what does it say? So don't judge people, because in the same way you judge people, they're going to judge you. So let's take a step back, and let's say, what's he going to say about you
about me
when you get out of your 15-passenger van with your red beard? He's like, that's a homeschooling dad. I can see him from a mile away. But his kids all wear long sleeves. I should stop there. Okay.
Stop judging.
Keep going.
It's not even the big things.
Yeah.
It's not even like, thank goodness I didn't embezzle $1 million today. I must be a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
No, because I still had a thought about somebody else that was wildly inappropriate.
Right.
And made assumptions about this person that I shouldn't have. And
that's a slip.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. There we go. Now I can see when people leave comments on Instagram. So beginning with the end in mind is about finding this ultimate destination, right? So if our goal is to know what this ultimate destination format for us is, we want to work on that. Let's spend the remainder of our time talking about some of those strategies that can help get us there.
Okay, so we talk about integrity. This is integrity.
Integrity, right. In all matters of life, both big and small.
Right.
Matter.
Whether people know it or not.
Whether people know it or not.
And that's hard.
It is. It's also remaining crystal clear on being able to assess how we're spending our time.
Okay.
And that's actually where a lot of our conversations have been going recently, right? Like
a lot of people's too, not just ours.
Not just ours. Sure. Not just ours.
Yeah.
There. That's the best we're going to get.
Yeah.
So, for example, as I think there's this myth out there, at least I maybe had one. When I was first getting started and launching into this coaching thing, like, man, and as an entrepreneur, like, I have complete control of my day, and I can kind of do what I want, and I feel like playing video games at 11 o'clock in the morning, I can, because I don't have a job to go to. Mm. And on the one hand, that's totally true. I could log off this and go play video games if I wanted to. But, except for the fact that I also feel externally called to do things in this world, and I have to kind of take assessment and say, does playing video games at 11 o'clock in the morning help support those goals of this ultimate version of myself, right? So it's back to that rocking chair question we opened with. Can I, with integrity, be 80 years old, sitting on my front porch with some iced tea, reflecting on my life and saying, I'm so glad I spent 20 years playing video games at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Okay.
Probably not, right? Instead, I would want to invest that in other ways, right? And so,
yeah, I just thought of an idea.
Okay, go for it.
So, what were we talking about this morning? It was Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's take an unfair look at that guy's out public.
Since we've already judged ourselves for judging people. Let's judge
some more people. If he had an end goal in mind of being, if he really did, let's just hypothetical here because we don't know him. It might be like alternate universe, Antonio Brown, like Spider-Man from another universe.
Yes.
Let's do that.
All right.
Antonio Brown, he really wanted to go to the Patriots the whole time.
Yes.
And, okay, he reached his end goal, but on the way there.
Hurt and bothered a lot of people.
Let's make him a pastor now. He got to his, because that's like your position, or it was your position. I don't know why I'm picking on pastors. Okay, so like they got their end goal in mind, but then they had all these, you know, ways that they didn't take care of themselves on the way there.
Yep.
Which is a big one, like, I guess for pastors, is that just not taking care of yourself and tending to your own needs.
Lots of people in leadership, right? I mean.
Yeah, I guess I just picked pastors because that's the next one that came to my head.
Yeah.
Because that's what you were before. But what else? I mean, any end goal. Yeah, that's what made me think about. Little slips along the way.
Right, and let's assume that it's a good, noble, desirable end goal. Mm-hmm. Your actions to help get, like the means of getting there doesn't necessarily justify the end of where you're going to get, right? Like, I've chosen the best of all possible options. I am pursuing with all fervor this ultimate version of my life that God has planned for me. Does not mean that I can use any means necessary to get there, right? There are still good and bad paths to get us there. And so it really has to say, and this is a lot of work that I do with my clients, so here's how we kind of work back from that.
Okay.
We will spend a lot of time working on that crystallized end goal. It has to be very clear. It has to be very definable. It has to be very... As far into the future as it is, it has to be a very tangible sort of thing.
Okay.
Right? Like, you can't say, oh, I hope I'm a good person, or I want to be a good person. Good is not definable.
Okay.
I want to have a relationship with my spouse where we are open and honest in all things. We are regularly going on dates. We are still emotionally connected. Our kids regularly come to see us. I have a relationship with my grandkids. We are giving 20% of our income to causes that mean, you know, like, mm-hmm. we make sure that you could actually, you can't picture good, you can picture going on dates with your spouse, right? So we make sure it's something that you can actually, like, visibly, tangibly grab a hold of.
Yeah.
And then we just start to work backwards from that,
okay.
right? So if that's the goal, and this is, I mean, so we'll talk about, you know, back to last week and some of your, when we were doing the podcast last week, we talked about your desire to grow your music mm-hmm. side of your business and your life, right?
Yeah.
If professional East practices for an hour a day, then you need to be crystal clear on that and start to reverse engineer that. Maybe you can't practice an hour a day right now because your life is different and you're not a professional. But what you could do is practice 30 minutes three times a week.
Okay.
And next month, see if you can make it 30 minutes four times a week. You know, like whatever it is, or maybe that has to take 6 months to make that evolution. Mm-hmm. But you don't know where you're going to end up,
okay.
then you don't know how to create a path to get there. And there's this Andy Stanley quote that I think he sums up really nice. He goes, everybody ends up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Some people end up somewhere on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's really what we're talking about, is how do you end up somewhere on purpose? I don't want you, if you're watching this, to get to the end of your life and be like, oh, yeah, I certainly am somewhere, but that's not at all where I wanted to be in life. Because when you're 80 and realize that, it's too late to fix it.
Yeah.
You don't have the energy and the stamina and the money and the time to go back and change the last 70 years of your working life, 60 years of your working life. You know, like... And so we want to make sure, beginning with the end in mind, maybe that's not the right phrase. Maybe our actual topic should be how to end up somewhere on purpose, right? That's really ultimately what we're talking about, is how do you end up somewhere on purpose?
Yeah.
It's integrity, as we've covered. It's intentionality. It is
time management.
Time management. And
clear goals.
I'll throw this one out because I think clear goals. So I'll throw this fifth one out for me. It's a community, right? And that's for us.
That's really good.
I'll be honest. That's what we talked about before. That is the area where I struggle. I don't have friends. I don't particularly feel, I'll just be honest, I'll throw this out there into the interwebs. I don't feel like I need or want a whole lot of friends. Yeah. Like, if left to my own devices,
right,
I would be completely happy as a hermit on an island.
Very insular.
Yes.
Insular.
And yet I know to get to this ultimate version of myself when I stand before God and he sees and he shows me all of these plans that he had for me, I will not be able to do it by myself. And so setting clear goals, not an issue for me.
Right.
Having calendar and time management, mm-hmm. not an issue for me.
Yeah.
Practicing integrity, most of the time it's not an issue for me, but I struggle with that one some,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But community?
Yeah.
Man, like.
Because you admit, because that, like, for you to admit that you need someone else is... You see it as a weakness. Do you see it as a weakness?
Maybe, yes. So I think it's two things that rub against me. It's weakness mm-hmm. and it's inefficient time use. And again, I am so good at time management that people, all y'alls, are highly inefficient of my time.
I'm highly offended.
but you get that. Like, I mean, so take it out of just the relational, like, building a friendship category. You get that as a mom, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted to leave at a certain time yesterday to get the kids dropped off at your parents' house. Mm-hmm. Did you get out there on time?
No.
Why? Because kids are inefficient, right? Like, they just are. It's not bad, right? It's not,
yeah.
It's not a judgment. It just is. People are inefficient. When you hang out and build relationships, mm-hmm. it is not an efficient use of time.
Yeah.
Because relationships, life is messy, you know? And so I struggle with community, number one, because I don't want to feel like I need somebody.
Yeah.
But number two, because I'm so good at using my time mm-hmm. for the things that only I can do because I'm so good at efficiency that people don't fit my category of what efficiency should look like.
Yeah, and on the other hand, that's how we're so different, is that like, I'm like, people! I'm like the seven goodbye house.
Yes.
Yes. Goodbye in the kitchen.
Yes.
Goodbye in the living room. Goodbye in the doorway. It's like, good night moon.
Yes.
Good night socks in the red balloon.
Yes.
You know, that's for sure.
Good night in the car. Good night on the phone.
Good night in the stars.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I was going to say joke. It was never a joke. I meant this very seriously. One of my favorite times of day is when Elise has people over. Because, I mean, she's preoccupied with them in the living room, and I can go to the bedroom and lock the door, and nobody, like, bothers me for 4 hours. And it's wonderful, because I get to go be efficient with my time, right? So, like, just...
Again, so offended. So offended right now.
You could be, except we've talked about this so much. You're over it. But, that's precisely the struggle that we all face, right? We need to practice integrity in the big and the small things.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have clarity on where we want to end up.
Yes.
We need to use our time productively. We need to have tangible goals. And we need each other. And I guarantee you, everybody that watches and listens to this struggles in at least one of those five areas.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
For you, it's not people. For you, it's time management and goals.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so when we begin with the end in mind, if you want to talk about getting somewhere on purpose, right? That's kind of our repurposed phrase for today. Getting somewhere on purpose is going to necessitate that we are clear on those five points, that we grasp a hold of those, and figure out for us what that balance looks like. Because once we know that, then we can start to implement that into our lives. Well, that means I need to give back generously, not just of my money, but of my time, mm-hmm. of my gifts, of my resources,
mm-hmm.
We bought the house that we bought in part because it has such a great hosting space to have people over.
Right.
Right? And I have been very open that I have issues with people using my stuff, or they're touching my stuff, you know? So, like, it's this conflict that I face internally.
Yeah.
That we intentionally bought this house to have people over and bless other people with it, and yet don't touch my stuff. You know?
Knock it off.
Yeah. So we all struggle on that at some point in time.
Yeah.
And so in order for us to be able to end up somewhere in purpose, someplace that we actually want to be, mm-hmm. means that we have to know how each of those five things, this integrity, the time, the goals, the whatever the fourth one was, mm-hmm. and the community.
I should really just write
these down because sometimes I'm smart. But when we're clear on those things, then we can begin to figure out how to implement those into our lives in ways that honor and respect our own boundaries and capabilities and invite other people into this growth journey process.
Mm-hmm. And it's delicate.
And it's going to look different for everybody. And even, I mean, this morning you and I were talking at the breakfast table about how your struggle is this, mm-hmm. and I've got that thing nailed, and I don't struggle with that at all. But my struggle is this, and you don't struggle with that at all, and you've got that thing nailed. And so actually, like, you need to work on your junk,
yeah.
and I need to work on my junk.
Yeah.
And then together, yeah. that means we're going to have different junk to have to work on. But if we can figure that out, then we're really going to be able to bless a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of when we went through marriage counseling.
What are you going to do with all that junk?
What are you going to do with all that junk? We're going to talk about it at the breakfast table.
In the middle of the hotel lobby.
In the middle of the hotel lobby. Yeah, it's so romantic. No, it reminds me, we did marriage counseling before we were married. Yeah. And it was like, we took that test, and it was like, you guys are going to have conflict with money.
Money was number one.
I'm like, although no, you get it wrong. We both realized it was an issue, so we weren't in conflict about it being an issue. We were both acknowledging it was going to be a problem.
Yes. And yet it's still a problem.
It's still a problem.
Right, but what's one couple that doesn't fight it? Like, that'd be really interesting. Money's got to be like the number one fight, you know?
Is it? I don't know. Poll question.
Tell me what you and your spouses fight over. Spouses. I don't know how many you have. Spouses.
I want you to take all your spouses in one room. Get them all together.
All your spouses.
No fighting allowed.
And tell us what you fight about. Yes. So let's wrap this up. Ending up somewhere on purpose.
Yeah.
Our time needs to intentionally be spent figuring out what that looks like. And where that destination needs to be. One more side story, though I said we're going to wrap up. For us, a couple of years ago, that meant to move back to California, right? And that's a much longer story that we won't unpack here, but we just knew to honor our values, the things that our immediate and our extended family was going through, the right choice for us was California. That's a particular destination that we wanted to end up at on purpose. Our life trajectory needs to have the same sort of intentionality planned into it. When I'm 80, what are the things that I want to look back on and say, boy, I'm so glad I have accomplished these. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad, you know, I honestly, for me, one of them is if my kids decide to go to college, I want them to be able to do it debt-free. Yeah. That would be a huge metric of success for me.
Yeah.
Here's a hint, with the rise of cost of education, that's not going to happen by accident.
Yeah,
exactly. I've got to intentionally plan that. But the best things in life like that very rarely happen on accident. So we need to be clear, if this is where I want to end up, it's going to take some purpose on the front end. So we're going to take this next week to spend on the blog, on Instagram, on YouTube, right? All this weekly cycle we've developed here the last couple of months, unpacking this. How is it that you can end up somewhere on purpose? So we're going to have some visualization activities and exercises that we're going to unpack this week. But so let me just, I'll throw you on the spot here as we end up, as we wrap this up. What, give me like one area of your life where you want to end up on purpose and how you think you can start to grow towards that.
Me?
Yes.
Oh dear. I was zoning out and thinking about all the stuff you're talking about. Okay, so some one of the places
right, I'm going to end up. Right, I mean, you can talk about a million things. Just give me one. As a mom, as a spouse, as a grandma, as a business owner, whatever.
Yeah, I want one of the big ones right now. Like, there's obviously the music one we've talked about, but the thing that's on my mind right now is I want to end up with all of my children out of the house. No.
Yes.
Done. Cut it off. Out of the house.
He's three already. What the heck's taking them?
Woo! No. I want them, when they are out of the house, they know that they have that we have been a good example of Christ to them, that we love them, and that their foundation is sure under their feet, so that whatever life throws at them, they're like, I got this.
Yes.
And if they don't feel like they got this, like, my mom and dad got me. Like, we want, like, that we could be a good representation of what Christ is to them.
Yes. Great.
That's what I want.
Excellent. So the process then is to say, if that's where we want to end up, and our oldest is 10 and our youngest is 3, mm-hmm. and we want that to happen by the time they're 18, like, that's a great start. Can you be, like, this would be the work we do, right, in
so the
coaching
first,
relationship.
The
is,
first thing,
is,
yeah.
is that's a great kind of end destination. We would work in the coaching relationship. How do you make that more tangible?
Okay.
Like, what would be the metrics of success for that?
Oh, okay.
And
so
you don't necessarily have to unpack those right now, but yeah. like, I'm just saying, like, that's the next step in the process. Mm-hmm. Okay, if that's the standard you want to hit, how do you make that a checklist, for lack of a better term here, since we're trying to wrap up, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then I want my kids to be able to check off that we have done these 10 things for them. That's how I know that I've succeeded in that area.
Yeah.
And then you can start to back up and say, okay, which one of those are we already doing?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe which of those do we need to start doing? And which ones, you know, can we change to maybe get them there quicker?
Yeah.
So that's the work. That's how we end up somewhere on purpose.
Okay, I like that. I'm already thinking of, like, a bunch of things.
Okay, excellent. I hope you are thinking of a bunch of things, too. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, Instagram feed. Thank you, Facebook. If you're watching this again later on YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment on whatever platform you're going to rewatch this on. In the comments, leave us a note about one area of your life where you want to end up somewhere on purpose. It can be like Elise and say that you want to accomplish something as a parent and how you would influence your kids for Jesus. Could be as a business owner, could be as a spouse, could be as a friend. You pick the area and just say, hey, I want to be a friend that my friends know that they can come to even at 2 a.m. and I will wake up and listen to their problems and give them sound advice. Like, whatever it is, leave us a comment below. Be sure you like and share and subscribe, all of those things, because we really need the support and the feedback. So thank you for that. But we'll see you not tomorrow. All I release tomorrow is the my 3 words on Instagram. If you want to know how I'm going to structure my week, you can go follow me on Instagram at JS Hebert.
I'm going to get a planner.
She's going to get a planner.
Full focus planner.
Their brand new line is coming out. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this. I actually have a video series planned on it that as soon as mine comes in the mail, like next week, I've got like an 8-part video series I'm releasing on it. So I love this planner. You can find out why very, very shortly. And I'm sure I'll get her raving about it soon. But with that, nothing tomorrow. Check out the blog on Monday, justinhebert.com. I'm Justin.
I'm Elise.
And we will see you guys next time. Thanks and bye. Today's episode of the LeaderQuest podcast is brought to you by the Leadership Mastermind Group from Next Steps Coaching. The next Mastermind Group starts October 1st. To find out more details, visit justinhebert.com.